Hi, everybody. This is Ron Amatron, and
if you happen to be listening to the archive on BBS on Saturday nights, you need to be listening live to go to the Lightship. You will have peace energy throughout this next probably 15 minutes, so if you like, everybody, go to your monitor screen and scroll down a little ways, and you can see a light being there. We're going to energize that with a beautiful peace energy. Here it comes, so stronger, 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 and stronger, okay? And when you go to the light ship, you're taken up out of time. You're still going to be where you are physically, but you're going to be taken up at the speed of light. And that's different than what we have here, we'll say, which is different. It's actually faster than the speed of light, the source energy. Remember, the speed of light is just a creation that's brought here by the earth energies. So we're all going to go up now, and you want to just think of one particular healing you'd like to have on the light ship. And we'll go into many rooms. We'll probably go into maybe half a dozen or 10 rooms that I can perceive. But you're going to be in many, many more. So you want to always request healing maybe every minute or so. So everybody, here we go. We're going up now. I'll count to five. You're going to feel the energy completely change around you. Everything around you is going to be like not connected to you. This is the way it is when you're in true light. And here we go. This is in the true moment of the now. So one, two, three, four, and five. And we're there right now. And the first room we're going into is a room that has butterflies. Now, these are all going to be rooms like we have on Earth here. And they will have the different types of light beings that we may be familiar with. So this is the light beings that have not incarnated yet, but they are coming into a physical form of a butterfly. So request your healing. And I use the word either stronger or a count to five to command the energy so that it will have an effect on you down here. On the light ship, you're there right now, going up, one, two, three, four, five, in case we have some latecomers here. And here's the butterfly, so stronger, 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 and stronger. And on the light ship, you're wearing what kind of clothes you have on now. Or maybe a robe or whatever you're in, or you could be in a bathtub now even listening, then they'll put a robe on you as you're up there. So don't have to worry about people seeing you exposed here. We're going into another room, and again, request healing. We're going to go into the room that has the purple whales. Here they are, one, two, three, four, and five. And going into another location. And this room here has oxygen. It's like everybody should take a deep breath and, you know, inhale, exhale a few times. And here we go. One, two, three, four, and five. You're going to actually probably sense a different oxygen coming your way. This one happens to be number 17 oxygen. And we'll bring in a couple more. The next one we're bringing in is going to be number two. Here we go. So one, two, three, four, and five. And the third room we're going into with oxygen, this one has a lot of, like, bubbly water, kind of like, sparkling water, carbonated water. We're in this large container with this bubbly energy around us. And this is oxygen number 57. So here it comes. So stronger, 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 and stronger. And we're going into the centrifuge room. This is used to help eliminate the negative patterns, addictions, whatever you kind of choose to think about that could be bothering you. And it will help to make your other healings a little more complete. So here we go. We're going into this room now. Again, the room is spinning. It's all silver on the inside. And as you think what you want to have released from you, you're going to actually see it if you're a sensing person, like a cloud of energy leaving your body somewhere. Because remember, it's stored in your cells in your body, but you don't know what location it's in. So you may be able to have some information being told to you, or you may have a lot of insight knowing that, gee, you know, I have this elbow problem, and I'm thinking this thought right now, and it's being released, and maybe that's causing my elbow problem because of this thought. Remember, they have to manifest somewhere in your body. So here we go. The room is spinning. Think of your thoughts. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. And now we're going into one other location. This one here happens to have the, they have a lot of feathers. Looks like it's the room which has, let's see here. I'm trying to get a visual a little closer here. Peacocks. This is the peacock room. Here we go. Coming to us now are the peacocks. So stronger, 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 stronger. Stronger, 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 and stronger. And we request what you wish to have released from you, because the light always sees you in perfection, and you have to judge what you created to have it released. So here we go. More peacock energy. 1, 2, 3, 4, and 5. And we're going into another location. This one here happens to have the golden waterfall. And another room is where they have the koala bears. So here we come with these energies. So stronger, 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 and stronger. And we'll go into one more room before we come back here. We're going to go into the room that has the brown energy. Some people wonder why it's brown. It's just because it's one of the colored frequencies that's used for healing. And here comes the brown energy. Stronger, 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 and stronger. And I guess we'll bring in the light that is white, white-colored light. 1, 2, 3, 4, and 5. So, kind of enjoy your healing here. We're going to come back from the light ship. So we're coming back down right now. And if we brought any animals or pets up, they're now being returned to us. Coming down, and again, I'll count to 5. As you can feel the energy around you shift, and the things around you now will become connected to you, so they will have a different energy to them. So here we go, and just kind of notice what's around you. It will change. 1, 2, 3, 4, and 5. And we're back now. So just kind of see how you're feeling. You may want to walk around a little bit. And we'll see if our co-host is on tonight. So, Carrie, are you out there?
Yes, I am. Hi, Ron, and good evening, everybody, and welcome to the Saturday night on the light ship. Are you hearing me okay? I'm getting a weird echo. Yeah, I guess maybe. Okay, I'm hearing myself back down the line. I'm not sure what that is. Are you hearing me okay, Ron?
I'm hearing you just great.
Okay. Okay, great. So, as Ron mentioned, I think before we went up on the light ship, if you're listening to this show as an archive, and it's live on September 17th, 2011, if you're listening on an archive, then you'll just be receiving the peace energy and won't actually go to the light ship. But every Saturday evening now at 7 p.m. Pacific and 10 Eastern on Station 2 now, you can come up to the light ship live. On BBS Radio. So I don't see any questions yet, Ron, but we are taking callers tonight. So the numbers for the Station 2 call-in lines are 888-429-5471. That's toll-free in the U.S. and Canada. And then you could try line 4, 530-413-4511. So let me just quickly refresh the fast chat and see if we have any questions yet. No, it just looks like lots of hellos and comments. So maybe we could have some people call in who have tried the new free healings that have recently, last day or so, gone up on Ron's website, creationlightship.com. And perhaps, Ron, we can talk a little bit about those for any listeners who are just hopping on tonight and missed the show last night. I'm just
what you could do is go on I believe underneath the buttons that you click on to hear the audio on the BBS site, you're going to see where it says creationlightship.com, and you can just click on that. That'll bring you instantly to the website. On the left-hand side, just scroll down a little bit, and you're going to see some free healings there. So one of them is the 2,000-year darkness barcode that was put on everybody at the time of Jesus so that you could not understand the light and or get taken maybe sideways through teachings, mind energy controlling you. But it's really just put in place so that you would be trapped here for another 2,000 years and miss this current ascension that's going to be happening shortly. Remember, if you're listening, you've already missed it. And how many have you missed? How long have you been on this earth? You know, and remember, you may not have been in a physical body either. That's possible, too. You have to look at this as, have I been here for a long time? Maybe I was just kind of hanging out, being trapped someplace, maybe not even in a body. Or you could have been in some other type of life form. But now you do have a body, but you're still stuck here, which means that if you've been here for, like I say, 50,000 years, that means that, you missed a lot of ascension points since they happen every 2,000 years, and that's 25 of them. So you don't want to miss the next one coming up because you already missed all the other ones. And what could have happened to you? Why did you miss those ascension points? It's probably because the darkness could have put barcodes on you. There's quite a few you can take off this time around, but they're put on people to keep them from being here. I mean, to keep you here and from keeping you from leaving here. So that's a new one. We have another one up. If you want to bring that one up, Carrie, and maybe talk about it? You want to just
put
it up the other day?
Yeah, so the well, there are two other ones listed under the free healings, and the next one that went up is the alien head implant removal clearing. Now, that kind of goes in conjunction with the satellite transmission one. Let's see, I'll just read the little blurb at the beginning of it. So it says, we've all had energetic connectors and implants placed in our heads. They act as antenna to receive mind control transmissions from satellites and other alien information sent to control us. They may have been brought forth through our DNA. They can cause us to itch, feel tired and spacey, and generally zap our energy. This clearing is to be used in conjunction with the free satellite transmission clearing. And then it also says more for more in-depth alien-related clearings, please visit the Alien Attack page. So this is removing stuff that we have energetic. Is it energetic receptors, connectors, implants, Ron? Are they energetic?
Well, ideally, since we can't see them, they could be energetic. But we could still have a physical counterpart to us that we can't see with our eyes, which could be real on us, okay? They could also, be put on in parallel lifetimes, too. And that could also interfere with us in this particular lifetime. So it depends how you look at it. If you're living in another parallel life, and this one here would look like a parallel life one to you also, but this is the real one, and all the rest are the imitation, the fake ones. But when you're on those, you don't know that they're not real. So it's real easy to figure out where you are. You can do the finger exercise, see if you're here or not. You put your finger, either left or right hand, index finger, just put it in front of you and point it upwards and see where it falls. If it doesn't fall exactly in front of you, in front of your two eyes, we'll say, maybe a foot or so, you know, with maybe your hand extended out, arm extended out, and if it's to the right or the left, then you're not here. You're in a different timeline. Now, as you move your finger so that it's directly dead on in front of you, if you do it slow enough, it's kind of like turning pages in a book, and you're going to actually see or sense the timeline changing, and you're going to actually see everything around you being the exact same thing, but you're going through different movie sets, we'll say, and all these things are identical, except when you do hit the one here,
you feel that you're more present. If you do want to move your hand out in front of you, maybe, you know, the correct distance, you know, would be whatever you choose to. But move your finger to the left or the right. The left is the past. The right is the future. So if you have it directly in front of you and you move it to the left, say, 2 inches, and you do it quickly, you probably won't notice anything changing too much. But then move it back really slow, and you're going to notice that the room, the energy around you is going to feel a little awkward, a little weird, until you come directly straight on to where you are now. And you're actually going to feel like you got locked in place. Much like taking your steering wheel on your car, you know, and you have maybe the key in the position where you pull the key out, and you know that the newer cars, the steering wheel locks in position as you turn it so that it can't be stolen. So it's kind of like you're in the movement part, and all of a sudden you're going to turn it, you're going to hear it go click, and it'll lock into place. And you can notice that. So you, remember, you're going into all these different, like, invisible real billboards. This is what I call it, driving into the billboard. So you're actually having the same scenes in front of you, but you're not here, and life goes on. So just like taking, a copy and paste of whatever is happening and doing that, but you want to be here. So if I kind of describe that so that it's understandable for the newcomers here. And this is why you lose your keys. This is why you feel spacey at times. This is why, you know, you may miss a street, you know, overshoot something. Or maybe wonder, gee, you know, I'm driving for a long time and I'm not there yet, you know. Maybe you're driving the correct speed, but they somehow change the mind energy on you, so it makes it look like you're driving a lot further. So they're slowing your mind down, but the clock is still going the same rate. And you wonder, gee, I've been driving for maybe a half an hour now. I should have been there in 5 minutes. What's going on? And that can happen that way, too. But whenever something happens that's kind of weird to you, it's like losing your keys, you know, looking to turn your car or you're driving, and then all of a sudden a car pops up next to you instantly, and you wonder, oh, where'd that come from, you know? Was this person in my trunk and they popped out, you know? So that's kind of what happens. So they just got probably beamed back down here, and all of a sudden they're in your timeline. And this happens as you get beamed back down, too. This is what happens to people. So anyway, and everybody has lost something, misplaced something, and then lo and behold, either you find it or somebody else finds it. And that's the reason why that happens, because you're living somewhere else, and you're not here on this particular timeline. So, Carrie, back to you.
Okay. So just going back to the removal of the alien head connectors and implants under the free clearings, the counter is set at 15 minutes, and it has three steps, step one, the alien head connectors, step two is alien head implants, and then step three, spirit integration. So do we need to do this clearing more than once, Ron, and is 15 minutes enough? Can we change? I know the counter can be changed on that, so is it something that everybody should be doing, and how frequently?
Since the aliens are in your life and you don't know about it, I would do it as often as you like. And you may want to change the counter. You can increase the counter time maybe for the whole evening if you wish, or when you're sleeping. Just kind of check it out and just see how it works for you. I would definitely do it, you know, more than one time. A lot of people now that are doing the clearings have typically, borrowed or found an inexpensive second computer or third computer to use, and they'll run different clearings on each one of them. So the more that you get off the alien energies off of you, the more you're going to have peace in your life. So that's the whole thing. Doing it one time is great. It's wonderful. You probably may have some wonderful results, but I would keep doing it until you start feeling more secure with your life, so you can really figure out when they're, you know, attacking you. So that's the whole process, is to keep yourself self-empowered, and you want to be self-empowered all the time. You don't want to have your free will taken away from you, and this is what the aliens do. Remember, the ship clouds up in the skies with the flat bottoms, that's them. They're there. The clouds form around these ship clouds. And somehow, you know that they're there because of that. The gray sky clarion is wonderful. If you haven't done the gray sky one, just do it and watch the clouds. It will tend to change, maybe have a little better day for you. And if you do timeline crashing, that one's great because you can actually start to see the clouds turn into like pieces of broken glass, in a sense, or like ice cubes in the sky. So it'll be interesting to ask a weatherman what they think of this year when that does show up. You know, what do you think of these clouds here, you know? So they may have some kind of name for them possibly, but that's what it is, because you are crashing the timeline, which means that the timeline is being disintegrated and the people on it are being taken off of it. So by doing the timeline crashing, you're actually helping humanity here by getting rid of the aliens, because the light ship will go after them, because the whole thing is they're taking away our free will, free choice. So we do have a new clearing coming up shortly here. This will be one which is for people who are part alien and part human, which you can call a hybrid. So right away you might think, uh-oh, it's getting kind of, you know, get rid into the unknown stuff here. You know, who is an alien? Is my neighbor an alien? Am I an alien? Well, very typically, I would say that in everybody's genetic pool here, more than likely, because they don't want you to ascend out of here, to leave, everybody here probably has had the aliens mess with you with, you know, genetic alterations, and maybe you're a test tube baby, you don't even know it, and different things like that. I deal with a lot of people who, they, especially women, I'm talking about mainly women now because men don't have babies, you know, at least not, not yet anyway, we'll say, but, you know, they feel pregnant, sense that they're pregnant, and within normally a month to 6 weeks, all of a sudden the child gets taken from them, the fetus, and they go, wow, that's kind of weird, but, you know, it's okay now, you know, I just felt weird, and I'm okay. Well, they were actually an incubator, we'll say. And that can happen. And can the aliens inseminate you? Yes, they can. Can you be, in a sense, an incubator for something that is completely non-human? Yes, you can. So it's whatever they want to do to you. Unfortunately, it's not that you don't have a choice. You can't tell them no, because they really don't care, because they created you as far as your genetics, and they feel that they have free choice, free will with you. So we'll be doing a clearing at some point coming up, when we can get enough energy here from the light ship to start to probably eliminate or at least dampen down a lot of the DNA that we're dealing with here. So maybe doing some DNA clearing. So we don't need DNA to exist at all once we're born. We don't need DNA to bring an offspring forward, a child. So that's the blueprint. So this is why Jesus was clearing away those blueprints from people, so that the children would be more pure. I don't know if at this second I can actually say that he was getting rid of the alien DNA out of people that was interfered with, but I'm going to be looking at that in the future here. So it's going to be quite interesting. That new clearing is going to help you get back your pieces. Remember, the parts of you that have been abducted, stolen, that this clearing is going to help you with that. I'll also be putting up the 108 body clearing, too, at some point. So they're both going to be very good. But the newest one here, which is the alien-human hybrid DNA clearing, is going to help that. It won't get rid of all the DNA, but it will help to do some good. So back to you, Carrie.
Okay, and then along the lines, Ron, of the human hybrid, there's also the new free alien and human hybrid tracking barcode removal clearing that just went up. And some people, I think this went up yesterday or Thursday, I don't remember, but some people have been starting to do that one already. That has Let's see, we've got 8 steps on that. That's the one that, step 1 is the alien DNA connection removal. Step 2, that got added last night, is the alien DNA blood removal. Step 3, body connection removal. And then step 4, mind-to-body disconnection. 5 is mind-to-spirit disconnection. Step 6, disconnection from parents, disconnection from grandparents. So that's a little different. This is a barcode, a tracking barcode. And Janice was commenting on the fast chat that she was up early this morning doing the new hybrid clearing last night, and that she had 3 windows going at once. So she was probably doing step 1, 2, and 3 at the same time, and says it was a bit much, and it was painful at times with the releasing. So, and I think Martha is commenting on that same clearing. I'm not sure, but she's saying it has been a very deep trauma release for me as I work on it. So do you want to talk a little bit more, Ron, about what this alien and human hybrid tracking barcode removal clearing is doing?
Yeah, that gives the energy of the barcode that was put on you in order to connect you more to the aliens. So it depends what race wants you. And once the race wants you, then they put a barcode on you so they can find out where you are. And we have many barcode clearings. We have a spirit barcode clearing. We have a body barcode clearing. We have a mind barcode clearing. We have a blood barcode clearing that's separate. So all these tend to help to get rid of the energies that the aliens are using to keep track of you. So if you're a newcomer to the program here, you will notice instantly that I'm not in favor of aliens. And that should be pretty given, you know, only because they're causing our problems here. That's the God energies that people pray to. And the aliens are the ones out there getting that. So if they were very friendly, they would not be doing this to us. I deal with a lot of people who are abductees, who have problems. And this is kind of where I got sent, in a sense, as far as the direction of what I'm doing now. And so it's all based on healings to get the aliens off of us. The other clearings are also wonderful that we have. But the main thing right now, the focus of the light ship is trying to regain itself, which is part of the Earth Spirit and you. And where you're being held captive is not on the planet here. It's typically in the alien areas of consciousness, which is other dimensions. So this is why the programs all tend to sound like we're bashing aliens, which is true. Getting rid of them, yes, so you can sleep good at night and have a more peaceful life and regain the light of who you are, because the aliens live off of that energy. So if you're listening for the first time, this program is probably way different than what you're finding out if you're a UFOologist looking around for aliens in the sky with a flashlight, hoping that they're going to connect with you. I'm sure the people that know about our program for a while would probably run and don't walk from that, especially the ones that know that they're being contacted, spied upon, or having children or sperm samples being taken away from them. I'm not trying to sound too negative, but these are facts here. And you have to realize that they took away your free choice, free will, and people somehow tap into the other energy that they brought here. And the other energies are what we have on this planet as far as mind energy. So everything that's dealing with mind is what the aliens brought us. Mind consciousness, collective consciousness, universal mind. There's all different types of other probably words for it. Those are the main ones that people use. The whole New Age movement is based on mind energy. The churches are all mind energy. And you have to realize that why are they doing this? You know, because they're not using the source energy that's from their spirit and their heart. And this is what the aliens want, is for you to go outside of yourself, to keep looking, to find the truth. You already have it with you, so don't be fooled. because the whole movement here is to hold you on this prison planet. This is why the light ship comes just for a short time every 2,000 years. Last time I was here was with Jesus. And when Jesus left the planet, everything that they talked about now, and all the churches that Jesus is here to heal you, etc., that never happened. And he left, the conduit from the light ship left, which was him, and no healing took place. So you're looking at about 1,950 years, typically, and there is no energies of Jesus on this planet or anything else bringing forth healing. So that means, well, what do you do in that case if you're praying to Jesus or have prayed? Well, that's the light of the darkness. So they created everything that's identical to the light, and this is the way it works, and people believe in it, and they give it energy, and what they're giving is the alien's energy, and this is what's happening. So if you wish to get out of here, you need to go into your heart center. What we'll do now is the mind-to-heart drop. This you can do yourself daily to stay more heart-centered. But you have to command your spirit to do it. A lot of the New Age movement just talks about being heart-centered. Well, you can be heart-centered in your mind. The mind will create a heart for you, and you can become heart-centered in the mind and thinking that you made the connection to your spirit and that you're there. And that's another thing that the New Age people talk about. But it's completely different. You have to command your spirit. Because the source energy will let you do whatever you want to do. Free will, free choice. If you wish to pray to all these dark side beings, bring in channeling information from the light of the darkness, the collective consciousness, all this stuff is dark energy. And can it be good information? Of course. There's always, you know, a threat of something, of truth and everything. But what are you connecting yourself to? And who have you connected up with you as you share this information to them? So this is the whole thing. The aliens found a nice fishing hole here, and everybody's chomping at the bit, biting the bait and getting hooked up into the darkness. So we're going to do the mind-to-heart drop, and I count from 10 to 1 backwards, as you can do yourself. I'm just commanding the energy as I do this. And just think of an elevator dropping down 10 floors, and your head is the 10th floor, your heart's the first. It's very, very simple. So dropping down, 10, 9, 8, and I'll stop here. Just kind of see where your energy feels now. Think a thought. And you'll notice your thought probably is not between your ears any longer. It might be more like around your throat or your chin area, okay? 7, 6, 5. And it should be probably, I would guess, maybe the top of your sternum right now, maybe, in that area. And let's see, 5, 4, 3, 2, and 1. And now you're in your heart. And your thoughts now, once you start to think a thought, because your spirit will not allow a negative or positive thought to come into your life because it doesn't have judgment. This is why the light never channels. You're going to be at peace. So the only way we can describe source energy on this planet is to use the word peace. Sometimes I'll use the word love energy, but love energy is an energy of duality. But sometimes people can kind of cross over a little easier when they hear the word love versus the word peace. But the love energy would be an emotion, and that's mind energy. And you want to actually have peace energy, which is just peaceful. And you should be very peaceful right now. For those of you who may have just tuned in, we'll do this again for everybody. And remember, we have to command your spirit to do this. And here we go. 10, 9, 8, 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, and 1. And 10, 9, 8, 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, and 1. And 10, 9, 8, 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, and 1. Okay. So, Carrie, I'll turn it back over to you again.
Okay. So, Ron, apparently there was a lot of music playing over us for a while at the beginning of the show. I'm not quite sure how far into it it went, and it's been corrected now. But if you guys need some of the stuff that Ron was talking about earlier in the show explained again, just type it in, and we can do that. So hopefully, we didn't miss too much of what you were saying, Ron. So in the meantime, Stephanie is asking about doing a clearing and minimizing the screen down, I guess, down onto the bottom. I have a Mac, so when I minimize the screen, I get little windows all in a line, and I don't remember how that looks on a PC. But she's just asking, will the clearing still work if you minimize the screen?
Well, if you have the screen up and you have the light pane up as a smaller light pane, yes.
Okay.
If you click the button and it happens to go to the bottom of your screen, waiting for you to re-click on it again to bring that page up, the healing will not work. What you can do if you have a PC is just go into the top left under File, and I think the first, I'm going to talk about Internet Explorer here, although I don't know if it's different on other servers or not, but it will say, I think, New Page. If you click on the New Page, it'll bring the exact page up that you have on, and it'll go on top of the original one. And you can also do the same clearing there. And let's say you do it a bunch of times, and you kind of like move the page over a little bit so that it is up. And as long as you have a light being up, or you can make smaller screens, that's perfectly fine. Just remember that when you do multiple healings at one time, and you probably, I would say, would want to do typically the same healing. You might take different parts of it and do that together. Some of the clearings have options on it. Or maybe like Spirit Infusion, you may want to do Spirit Infusion the same time that you're doing the clearing instead of waiting afterwards. If you're going to be doing maybe the head one, where you get rid of the implants that are on the top of your head, the connectors, like little antennas that the aliens plug into, these are the orb energies. We've all heard of orbs, and then there's also the jellyfish energy, and you can get a real good visual of that with the movie Avatar with the tree there and the Jake connecting his little tentacles from his head into that flying the bird, saying that you're mine now. Then you realize what the aliens are doing to you. So just kind of think of those tentacles of being up there. And you could do that clearing at the same time, which would be very good, too. That way you're doing two things. Remember, if you do separate clearings, remember, your body has to recover. Remember, your body is being released from these energies, and once it's released, then your physical body has to reintegrate your spirit energy back into it again. And sometimes the energies taken away are very, very heavy, which means that you have a lot of energy integration. That could make you feel tired. So I don't recommend probably doing typically more than maybe four screens at once. You may want to do six. You could try it. Remember, when you kind of ask your mind what you need, your mind will tell you anything is good. And, you know, you're not going to know until you actually do it. And I have had people say that they felt tired maybe for 6 hours and had to go to sleep after doing multiple clearings or maybe even missing maybe work off and on. So you have to be very careful because even though you think you're really a strong person, you don't know how strong the aliens have you and how much work is being done on you. Even though the counter may take 15 minutes to do, there's a lot of work being done in that 15 minutes. And it's beyond our consciousness here of how much work the light ship is doing to help you. So, back to you, Carrie.
All right. And Marie R. was asking, what weekend are you going to be in New York for the expo? And Pauline has typed in October 21, 22, and 23, which is correct, I believe. I don't have a calendar in front of me, but I'm sure that's right. I was staring at those numbers for the longest time, wondering what they were. Now I realize. So, do you want to just mention
that?
LA. Oh, I'm sorry.
In LA with the Light Infusion Chamber. And that'll be Friday, Saturday, Sunday. And have the Ascension panel there. I have a couple lectures Friday and Saturday. So definitely come to that if you're in the area. The Ascension panel, I believe, is noon on Sunday. I have a lecture on Saturday at noon and also a lecture Friday night at 6 o'clock. So it'll be very interesting to see who shows up. You get a lot of people who come. They come into the light infusion chamber and bring your friends. They may get an earful of what we talk about. You never know what's going to be said or talked about during any of these lectures. I don't prepare anything, so it's all whatever the group at the time needs to know. So it's all very, very good. And remember, you might hear something 10 times from me, then it finally sinks in. And so this could be maybe the time that, you know, what I finally have said finally will sink in. You know, people hear things differently. In fact, the mind is so strong that a lot of times when I say something, some people might not understand what I'm talking about, or the mind switches the words or the meaning of a word. So if you heard any of the archives or even on the show today, you may want to listen to it over again on an archive and just see if you get and glean more information. Because the darkness will always play games with you somehow to prevent you from becoming self-empowered. This whole process that we're doing here, the reason why I've got so many shows on BBS Radio, it's years now. I don't know how many archives we have. I'm guessing maybe 700, probably 800, I don't know, something like that. A lot of shows, to me, they're all kind of similar. We're out here, we're doing this to help you become self-empowered, to get your spirit more with you. And this is the whole process for what we're doing here, is to allow you to become self-empowered. And that's what our show is about on Wednesday nights now, is how to use the website, and people can share how they became self-empowered with the clearing, what they did. Because sometimes coming from me is one thing, and coming from somebody else will give a different light on the matter. And it's all very good. So our show on Monday, we're trying to figure out what we can do for that one for a theme. But the Wednesday show is self-empowerment. The Friday show is paranormal. And then naturally tonight is a show where we go to the light ship for healing. And we, again, each show we normally have call-ins almost all the time. So it's up to you to call in or to use the fast chat so that we can help you. So, and no, there's no question out there that's stupid, believe me. Just ask the question if it's on your mind. I don't judge anybody on whatever they're asking, because everything needs to be answered. So back to you, Carrie.
Okay, and Pauline is asking if you're going to do the conference call line for your talks and panel at the expos in L.A. like you did in New York last spring.
Yeah, I'll check into that. Boy, that's great. Yeah, I was going to do that. Why don't you send me an email, Pauline, and put L.A. Conference call or conference line for lectures, and I'll see if I can get that set up. That would be great. People like that, so we'll see what happens if I can get that put up. So we're just having a lot of stuff happening now. I think the last couple clearings in the last week has really helped a lot of people. If you haven't tried it, go in there and just check on, use some of the free ones and see how they're working for you. I know a lot of people have had really good comments on the last two, the darkness clearing, the 2,000 years of darkness, and the receptacles, the antennas on top of your head, and the tracking implants. So back to you, Carrie.
Okay. Pete in Australia has a question. I think this would be about coming up here, the alien hybrid tracking barcode. The timer on that one for each step is set at 180 minutes. So Pete is asking, as the light beings are out of time, do we need to do the clearing for 180 minutes for each step?
You could lower that if you wish. You might try it maybe for a half an hour and just see how it works. the fact that the light beams are out of time is one thing. Remember, they have to go out in time, okay, to find these things. So that's what they have to deal with. Remember, the light does not know about time. And so since we live in a time-based reality and all aliens live in time, then we have to go out and look for the parts of you, just like you're driving your car, we'll say, although the light ship is much quicker than the advanced light ship. But still, they got to find them, and they have to go into time. And they have to go into the spaces between time and go into the time and come out of that and go into the next time, a different parallel life. So it gets to be very, very complicated. Just think of yourself being dropped off here or even in a strange state, and all that you have is maybe a road map in front of you, but there's no roads, okay, where they dropped you off. And how are you going to know which way to go? You just start looking, and hopefully you stumble upon something. And that's the way it works, because the aliens take off the coatings on the parts that they steal from you so that you can't be found. You know, they're very sneaky. And they're very, very intelligent. Remember, they created your mind, so just think how smart people are. Well, they're much smarter than we are. They took out the DNA to keep us numbed out. So you have to realize that they're using the mass mind energy, and it's more like, in a sense, computer programs. And so they must have an awfully great webmaster out there doing these things and a lot of programs. So, programmers. So back to you, Carrie.
Okay. That's interesting. Uh-oh, where did my question go? Oh, yes. So Will is making a comment and sort of asking a question to everybody else, but I'll read it to you, Ron. He's saying, I had no idea I had so many connections to my head. So this is about that other free clearing. Did anyone else get headaches from it coming off on the new clearing? So let's assume some people did, Ron. What can we do about that? Should we sort of take a break, perhaps? Or what should we do if we're getting headaches from this?
I would start doing more spirit infusion. And maybe the headache is that they're only halfway off, too. So
uh-huh.
I would just keep doing it. Just know that you're going to have relief at the end of the tunnel here. And if you do have a reaction like that, then you know that there's something going on that you know nothing about. And just keep doing the clearing and do the spirit infusion to help you out. That's what I would recommend.
Yeah.
To some people, it's easy. Other people, it could be a little more difficult because of that, depending on maybe you're the favorite person of the aliens. Maybe they really like you. And maybe they put extra connectors on you. And maybe they're actually gold-plated, you know, so that they're put in, and maybe they got molly bolts or something, so they're harder to get out, you know. So you have to look at it as, what are they doing to you, okay? And so just keep with the clearing. It'll eventually clear up. Back to you, Carrie.
Okay. So Pete, I guess, has a follow-up question to his the 180-minute question, and he's asking, how important is staying to the suggested clearing time? So the counter on these is always set at a certain amount of time, and they're different for lots of different clearings. So how important is it, Ron, to stick with what has been put on the clearing?
Well, this one here seemed to be what was needed, okay? But, you know, you could make it less and just see how it feels for you. The reason why it was set at that amount of time, which is 3 hours per button there, is because that's what was thought would be needed for this clearing, okay? So we normally check to see what they would like to have, and this one here happened to be extra, extra long. So, you know, you could change it. Some clearings may be, you know, set for 10, 15 minutes, and you can increase that if you wish. But, you know, it's kind of your choice on what you think you need, okay? And maybe if you only did it for 1 hour,
instead of 180 minutes. Maybe they may only get just a small portion of it done, but just try it and see. You know, it's your choice of what you choose to do. But what I would say is, by all means, you know, and you could put up the, you know, the spirit infusion part, which normally on all the clearings is the very last step. You could run that simultaneously with the other clearings, too, to save some time, okay? But that one you want to probably keep it the longest time. I don't think I would shorten that one. Back to you, Carrie.
Okay, yeah, that's a good idea. Have that running as you do each step. And if for some reason you're not able to put up two windows, I don't know why that would be, but maybe some computers, older computers, won't do that or something. You could do step one, and then you could do the spirit infusion for an hour, and then do step two, and then do some spirit infusion and go kind of back and forth like that. That would probably work well, too. So, okay.
And they can always ask somebody who knows a little bit more about computers. There's always some person who's pretty astute with computers in any group or people that you may know. Or if not, just find a young person, you know, who's maybe 10 to 16 or something, and go to a coffee house and find one and say, hey, what do I do here? How do I do this? They're going to know. They probably won't be drinking coffee at that young age, but boy, the young people, and they're whizzes, you know.
Mm.
So, you know, always find somebody younger, and they probably know 10 times more than I might even know computers, if not more. So, you know, they are involved with all of this. So that's what I would recommend doing. Just find somebody that could help you. Okay, back to you, Carrie.
Yeah, good idea. Okay, so Ashley is just saying thank you, Ron, so much for all these new wonderful clearings. And there are, Ron has put up three in the last week, I guess it's been. And even though they are free, they are under the free button here on the left side of creationlightship.com. There's a donation button at the top of each page when you get on the clearing. And we're giving, every time we press the start button on the clearings here, we're giving the Lightship a lot of work to do. These are pretty complicated clearings, even though for us it's just click a button and sit and go about our day. So it's nice to send Ron a donation. If you can do that, I think the minimum you mentioned yesterday, Ron, is $20. So any amount from there on up. And Ron does have these two out-of-town-for-him expos coming up with airfares and driving and hotels plus paying to be at the expos. And there are two of them coming up in October, and that is many thousands of dollars. So I know Ron doesn't ever really ask for money very often, but I just want to say that it would help him a lot if everybody could send a little bit of money in and just do it when you're doing these free clearings. That would be very nice. So on a page back, somebody was asking for, I think it was Tanya, for if you would bring in Princess Diana's energy into the light being, Ron, if we put the light being up on our screen.
Sure. So here we go. Here's the energy of Princess Diana. And for the newcomer, she was here in Jesus 2,000 years ago doing a very similar mission as she did in this time to educate people for, you know, humanity, to bring forth compassion. So here we go. We're bringing her energy. This is her spirit energy. So bring the light beam up on your screen. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. And again, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. And 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. Okay, so we have our 8-hour special conference call tomorrow, starting at 10 o'clock Pacific, 1 o'clock Eastern, and it's 8 hours long because we need that much time to get rid of these alien life forms that are living with you, inside of you. Whether you know it or not, they're there. So here we go. So if anybody can like to experience a critter being released, I'll do it right now. And we'll take out the maggots on the top of your head. And these are the ones that we can get. It may only be a few percent of them, but you will feel some relief. So here we go. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. And 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. And 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. Okay, you should feel a little better, maybe a little lighter on the top of your head. So, Terry, back to you. Our time is kind of coming to a close here.
Okay, yeah, I have 57. Pauline had wanted to call in to clarify a question. I'm just looking back. I have a question regarding being absentee on the conference and intensive, how it works for, where does it go? May I please call in to clarify in case you don't understand my question?
It's probably about not being on the call. Most people who are absentee will send me an email, first of all. They'll sign up. They will get the codes to call in on, the number to call in on and the conference call code. And then from there, if you can't come on, just send me an email. A lot of people do that, and they'll say, Ron, I can't be on, but please include me and my husband. You know, if they paid for it, maybe they have children living at home, dogs and cats. So I get these lists, and then I put the list on an absentee list. And I have that alongside of me so that you go up automatically during the call. If you can call in, that's fine. No problem whatsoever. Maybe some people can only come on for 3 or 4 hours and they have to leave, or they come on near the end of the call. But you are on the call once I know about it. So that's how the absentee works. And you may actually feel things happening with you during, the call when you're not there. So here we go. Back to you, Carrie.
Okay. And Susan is saying, make donations as if your life depended on it, because it does. Thank you, Susan. And Kathy says she sent in a donation today, so that's terrific. I have 59, Ron, and I imagine there is a show after us now that we're on the newer time, so we should probably say goodnight and hopefully lots of you will be on the 8-hour intensive tomorrow, starting at 10 Pacific and 1 Eastern, either absentee or on the call.
Okay, so I'll say blessings to all of you. Thank you, Carrie, and we'll see everybody later on. Bye, everyone.
Good night. Thanks, everybody, for listening.